Hey guys, welcome back to the 21st episode of Immortal Brawl. My name is Pulsar and today I'm going to go over the top 5 worst brawlers and I'm just going to be reworking them. Okay, so before we get into that, I'm just going to go over some things like that are happening and like about this episode. It's just this episode is actually going to be a I'm pre-recording this episode, so you're probably going to be hearing this on Wednesday, but I'm recording this on Saturday, and that is because I'm going to go to England, and I'm not going to have time to record there, so a lot of my family lives in England, so I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, there is a new event going on in Brawl Stars right now, and that is the ladies challenge or ladies event. I'm not sure because it was Women's Day like yesterday. I'm pretty sure. Yesterday it was Women's Day. So Brawl Stars made a challenge about this, and I'm so happy about it. I'm getting gold. It's free soon, probably today, maybe tomorrow. I'm not sure, but I need to get it before I go to England because I won't be able to play Brawl Stars there because, well, like, I don't have internet there, so, yeah. So I need to get it before I go there. So I'm probably going to be grinding out my Sam today and maybe tomorrow. And I've got a lot of quests, but yeah, so it's really fun because, there was the first milestone is, I think it was, like, I'm not sure what the first milestone was. I didn't really understand it from the little video. But the second one is 50 mastery. Then the next one is 100 times mastery. Then it's 150. And then it's 200 mastery. So that means I am going to be getting 240 mastery per match for my Sam and Bull. So that... Oh, I can't wait for that. Jeez, I'm not going to be able to push all my, brawlers bronze 3. Oh, this is so good. I just realized. Oh, I'm so happy that they're doing this. I love all of these mastery events, and especially this one. It's so good. I love mastery. I think it's the best thing they've added in the game, really. Last year, it was the best thing they added in the game. But yeah, I don't think there's really any other announcements. I might not post the episode on Friday. Remember, my schedule has changed from Tuesday to Thursday. Now it's Wednesday to Friday. So I'm sorry about that. I might not record on Friday because, I mean, I'm going to be really busy tomorrow because I'm going to be packing my bags. I've already almost packed my bag, but then, if you've ever traveled, then you know that the day before is really stressful. So I might not be able to record it, and there might not be an episode on Friday, but I will definitely try to get one out to you. Maybe, I'm not sure when the challenge has ended, when the event will end, so maybe, basically when this episode is going to be out, I think I'm going to already have a gold-free Sam, and probably the event might have already ended, I'm not sure. But I can't wait. And I forgot to say, at the very end, there will be a legendary star drop. So that is really, really cool. I don't think there's really that much stuff going on. Oh, Trophy Escape is in the game now. The new update has just launched. So that's cool. I hate Trophy Escape. I don't know why. I've gotten, 3 trophies. I got 13 trophies, one match. And then the next... And then I can't win. I hate it. I don't know why, but I just think it's the worst game mode ever. I really hate it. Maybe just because I don't know really how to play it. And maybe some people love it. Like my friends, they keep getting 20 trophies per match. And I'm not kidding. And I don't know why, but I just really, really hate it. So, maybe you love it. I'm sorry if I've said anything that offended anybody. I really don't try to. And I will try to, keep my mouth shut if I say something bad about somebody or something like that, but yeah. Okay, I think that's really it for the mini announcement, so let's get right into the episode. Okay, so now I'm going to go over the top 5 worst brawlers in the game, and I'm going to be reworking them. So this episode has been in the back of my head for a month now. I've really wanted to do it. I just think, I can't wait to do it. And I think it'll be really fun. Okay, so let's get right into it. So the fifth worst brawler is going to be Meg. So I just think, like, right now she's been really falling down in the meta. I don't think she was, like, she hasn't been really good ever. When she just came out, she was good. And she has gotten some buffs, some nerfs since then. But I just think she's, like, really bad. And, she's not the worst. But again, maybe that is just my opinion. But I really don't like Meg. And I just think that she's a pretty bad brawler. I didn't say this before, but like always, first of all, I'm going to go over the top five worst brawlers, and then I'm going to go over their reworks. Okay, the fourth worst brawler in the game is Barley. So Barley, I think, like, he did get a buff with his super damage, so I guess that's kind of good, but I think he's just, like, he's been, like, good. He was good at one point, like, when Brawl Stars wasn't, I don't think it was even global, like, when it wasn't even 3D, he was, like, really good. But now, I just think, like, Barley, I guess he's kind of, yeah, I just think he's been really bad. He doesn't have enough damage, he doesn't have enough health. I think he's really easily countered by many brawlers, like, especially now that they're getting all these assassins into the game, especially with Kit. Now, Kit can just jump over walls, so basically free kill all the time, especially Kit's cardboard box gadget. All the, like, Edgar, all the brawlers, like, all the main strong brawlers counter Barley really easily, and I just think that he isn't really the best, or, like, I don't think he's really such a good brawler in the game. Okay, so the third worst brawler in the game is Poco. So Poco, I mean, I guess if you need a really good healer, then I would choose Poco. But then you need to get his star power, and you need to, I think he's kind of, like, he's basically just heals, and if you know how to play him, then I think he's, like, really good, like, really, because I remember I was dominating with him, like, some time ago, and I only have him, like, rank 20, so, yeah, I just think Poco, if you know how to play him, then he's really good. If you're like, I kind of struggle with him, then he's pretty bad. And if you just, like, don't know how to play him at all, then he's terrible. So I think that a lot of people don't know how to play him. And if you need a healer, then definitely get him. But if, like, not, then I don't think he will be your pick. Okay, the second worst brawler in the game, I think a lot of people saw this one coming, it's going to be Frank. So Frank, his shots are really delayed, his super is really delayed, his super can be cancelled really easily, like Cordelius' gadget, Cordelius' super, Buzz's super, El Primo's super, all, like, super's gadgets, El Primo's gadget. Like, he's really easily countered, he's, like I said before, is delayed, and I just think, like, Frank, definitely, he's not even a really good brawler in the game, so, I just think that he's been, I don't think he's ever really been good, maybe one or twice when he got the massive buff, I'm not sure, but I just think that, yeah, he's been really bad lately, so, yeah. And the first worst brawler in the game, and it's been like this for, oh, what, like, 5 years, sorry, no, bad joke, for 5-6 months, like, since when he came out, he was broken, and then they nerfed him to the ground and never buffed him. Maybe some little buffs, but nothing to make him good again. And this is Hank. Hank is terrible. When he's in a bush and he's you can see his bubble charging, I mean, like, that's so terrible. They could have just done it so when his bubble is fully charged, only then you can see it. It's like his mechanics are really bad. It's really hard to play with him. It's really easy to counter him. It's really easy to counter his shot. It's easy to kill him. It's just, like, if you know how to play him again, he's still bad. I just think Hank's terrible, and I don't want him, I really want them to rework him, but I don't see that. I don't think have they ever reworked a brawler? I think they might have reworked one or two, but I'm not sure. Have they ever reworked a brawler? I'm sorry, I'm just going into thoughts now, but yeah. So, like I said before, Hank, I just think he's a terrible brawler right now. Nobody plays him. If you do, then easy kill. Like, especially with like brawlers like Edgar. Except if you have the super and Edgar is on top of you, then basically everybody's deleted from the game, because I think it deals like 8,000 damage. You can kill a Pearl if a Pearl is right on top of you, basically. So, yeah, I just think Hank's is a terrible brawler, and I really don't like him, so I just think he's the worst brawler in the game. Okay, now I'm going to go over their reworks. So, first of all, I'm going to go over Meg's rework. So, when she is in her mini form, so that's her human without the robot, she heals every second, just like Kit when he's on the back of a player. So, she heals 690 health and deals 1,000 more damage. So the damage she does now, I think it's something like, 900? But now she deals 1,900 damage. And this will definitely help her. It's not really a rework, it's just balance changes. But I just think that this will definitely help her out a lot. And I just think that she really needs it. And yeah, because right now her biggest problem is her mini form. Like, you can't do anything in it. Basically, if you don't get your super, then you're dead. Like, there's nothing you can do. She has too little health. She deals too little damage. And her super, again, it can be delayed. So, yeah, I just think Meg's rework will definitely help her out a lot. Okay, now I'm going to go over Barley's rework. So, he's just really, these are just going to be stats, but like Meg, his biggest problem is he has too little health, and he doesn't do enough damage. So, basically, the same as every brawler in the game, well, not every brawler, but most brawlers, they have the same, problem, except for Hank. He has, like, decent damage, it's just he really needs a rework, and the same with Frank, he needs a rework, and Poco, he has decent stuff, so, I just think, like, the top three brawlers, they are going to have the biggest reworks. But the top, like, but the fourth and fifth one, they're just going to be stats, just so you know. So, Barley, he just increased his damage and health, so nothing crazy. His damage, I'm not going to go over the stats, really. It's just going to say that. So, yeah, basically, nothing, just buffs, nerfs, nothing that big. But now I'm going to go over into the real and interesting reworks. Okay, so Poco. His attack is as long as Carl's. So, basically, Carl's attack, I think it was five tiles? I'm not sure, maybe four, something like that. I'm sorry, I'm not really sure. But, let's see, and the as Carl's, but wider, and he deals more damage. So basically, he deals the damage of, like, right now, I think he deals 1,924, maybe? I'm not sure, but now he deals, 2,500. So that's decent damage, and now his attack will be longer. He will have, he won't have a slow reload speed as Chuck and, what's his name? No, Chuck has fast reload speed. Let's see, I'm not sure. But, he won't have it as slow as Miko, but he will have pretty, he will have, like, a little bit slower than, like, not as fast as Assassin, and a little bit slower than normal. But I just think it will really help out Poco. So basically, his notes now go in a straight line, and they are much further, and they are wider, so this will definitely help him out a lot. I think it'll be kind of like a Gale attack, basically like a Gale attack, just a little bit bigger. And yeah, I just think it will really help him out a lot. The next one is for Frank. So his attack now is similar to BB's, basically, like, it's a swing, and it won't have that big as a delay as BB has, because BB is, like, pretty bad now. I think she's, like, top six worst brawler. If I would have a top 10, then she would be in this. So now he swings his axe, basically, or hammer, the same as he does as BB. It just, the axe is longer and wider. So that will help him out a lot. And it won't have such a big delay. It will be like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And his super doesn't have such a big delay. So basically, it's the same as now, just his super won't have a big delay and his attack will be reworked. And I think that this would definitely help out Frank a lot, because his biggest problem is his delays and his delays. So, yeah. And now, for the first worst brawler in the game is Hank. And his rework, it's pretty big, so buckle up, everybody. His attack now is he blows a bubble for 0.5 seconds, and then he blows it at you. So basically, he's like, and then I can't really explain it. Well, I can, but so he blows a bubble, and then he like pushes it towards you at a really fast movement speed, and that deals. That deals 3,010 damage, and this will be pretty OP. He will have decent reload speed, and then his super is basically his main attack now, it's just wider. So it will be the same length, but it will be like basically all around him, like kind of like what's his name, Buster's shield, just even stronger. So basically, it will if any attacks shoot at him whilst he has his super, then they will just like explode and they won't do anything. And the bubble can withstand 5 attacks. And if the bubble touches anybody, it explodes, dealing 6,000 damage. So this will be, I think he's going to be like a top 10 brawler, even a top 5 brawler in the game. I think this will really help him out a lot. And I just think that all of these reworks will be really good and useful for all of the brawlers. So, because this is a pre-recording and this will be on Wednesday, I'm not going to do the Q&A for last episode, because I'm guessing I might have a little bit more. But I did delete one. I'm not sure from which player. I think it was maybe Albert Vader. I'm not sure. Or maybe I am mopey. I'm not sure. One of my listeners, I deleted their Q&A response by accident. So sorry about that. But I don't know what you said. So yeah. Okay. Well, that's it for the top 5 worst brawlers in the game and reworking all of them. I hope you liked it. And I'll see you in the next one, maybe. This is Pulsar. Pulsating out.